We'll get to your letters in just a minute, but first we have this update. Sure, last Saturday's Belmont Stakes horse race was exciting, and of course Summer Bird came from behind to beat his half-brother and heavy favorite, Mind That Bird.
But the biggest competition in the horse world last weekend was in Texas between Radar and Remington. Radar is a Belgian draft horse from Mount Pleasant, Texas. He's officially 19 hands, 3.5 inches tall at the shoulders. For those of you who have never measured a horse, that is 79.5 inches.
Now, he used to be known as the tallest living horse in the world. That is until Remington, the Clydesdale, came along to challenge that claim last week. Cheryl Davis owns Remington and spoke to us from her home in Princeton, Texas. She said she didn't buy him for the size.
Remington was actually purchased because of his black and white features. Remington was 17.5 hands when I bought him as a yearling. We had hoped that he would get to be 18.5 hands. I never expected him to keep going.
And he kept on going until he was 20.1 hands tall, unofficially. So to make things official, Remington was measured by his vet in front of witnesses on Saturday. It took a little bit of coaxing to get him to stop slouching and stand up straight. But finally, Remington was measured at 80 inches, without his shoes on, of course. Guinness World Records is still verifying the results.
Now to your letters. Republican Senator Charles Grassley sent a couple of angry missives to President Obama via Twitter last weekend. To get under the 140-character limit enforced by Twitter, Grassley used the kind of shorthand and broken grammar that's acceptable on the Internet but seems odd coming from a senator.
We talked to Clay Johnson of the Sunlight Foundation, which advocates the use of social media in politics. And even though Johnson defended Grassley's Twitter use, if not the quality of his tweets, John Hafke of Bronson, Iowa, found Johnson condescending.
Our Iowa senator may be grassroots, but he's also eloquent. He's obviously abbreviating to stay within 140 characters by imitating the stunted grammar of every texting, twittering teen. Johnson came off sounding smug.
However, Ben Bodine of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, thought differently about the interview. He writes, "I appreciated your story on Senator Chuck Grassley's use of Twitter. All too often, politicians are criticized for giving cookie-cutter answers. It is refreshing to get honest reaction, even if the grammar is lacking."
Several of you wrote about yesterday's All Tech Considered segment about the perils of letting toddlers get their hands on your BlackBerry or iPod or other tempting high-tech gadgets. Lonnie Gorbin of Austin, Texas, thought there was one important point that was missing.
He says, while your expert offered many high-tech solutions to kids and devices, he and the host missed the most obvious recommendation. There is no reason why a child 2 years old or younger should be handling an expensive or important handheld device. Any parent who does this should not be surprised when the device is broken or lost.
Well, if you hear something else that we may have missed, we want to hear from you. Please write to us by going to npr.org and click on Contact Us.